Worries about a looming global recession are again dragging European shares down. This comes on the back of big losses in Asia, with Japan's Nikkei dropping 6.4% to a 26-year low, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index tumbled nearly 13%. Among the biggest losers, the mining, energy, and banking sectors. With those recessionary storm clouds building, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said in London he plans to boost government spending during this time of economic downturn.
Even in these difficult times, let me just say, the investment that is necessary for the future will continue. The long-term decisions that require investment that have to be made are being made and will be upheld, because that is the only way that we can benefit from what is, as I've described, the new global age.
While not everyone agrees with Mr. Brown, he says it's the right medicine to bring about recovery. And he adds, for those countries that take the correct measures now, the long-term picture will look good.
If we are able to solve these problems, then I believe the prospects for Britain and for countries that have got dynamism and talent and are able to produce the new products and the new goods and services that the world wants, the prospects are very good indeed. The world economy, whichever way we look at it, will double in the next 20 years.
As he sees it, Brown says opportunities will also double over that time span, and he predicts that by then 1 billion more people around the world will join the ranks of the middle class. But there will also be short-term pain before any kind of a turnaround can begin. The British leader and the governor of the Bank of England predict the next quarter's figures will again show economic contraction. That would be the second consecutive quarter of negative growth, and by definition, Britain will be in a recession. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.